Thank you so much, everybody. That was Tree Song. You can check us out on Facebook at Adam and the Most. You just Google it, but you just type it in there in the little search bar, as wonderful as Facebook is. You can also check us out and get our record called Unhinged at Bandcamp. So it's adam-themost.bandcamp. Bandcamp.com. Once again, adam-themost.bandcamp.com. So feel free to check us out there. This next one is not on the record, but it's a good tune. It's about being free or just not being free, and it's called Freedom or a Band-Aid. So you can either choose to be free or just put a Band-Aid on it. So it's up to you. So here it is. Finding darkness where it stands. Ooh, a thin ray of light. Getting across the quiet night. Getting home to Mother Earth. I can't stand it. Freedom or a band-aid. I wanna be. I ain't gonna be. Tell me why. Tell me why. Tell me why. Tell me why. The sky made of stars, asking all the questions, the answers that eluded me. Still there sits a tiny space in the corner of my chest, wondering what it takes to fill it, hoping that I pass the test. Ooh, a thin ray of light. chest like a thousand angry fires. Waking me in heavy sleep. Still I've never tasted fruit as ripe as it will be. And I chase it like a dog, never knowing where it ends. Thank you so much. We got one more for you. This is one's off our only record, I should say, called Unhinged on Bandcamp. This one's called Getting Through Me. It's the first song that we ever played together about 2 years ago. We met up, and this was the first one we learned, and we knew that we had some sort of chemistry there once we started getting going with this one, so hope you like.
Hey, before that, Adam, yeah. So aside from Bandcamp, where else can everybody find us?
Oh, I said before, on Facebook, you just search Adam and the Most, and our Facebook page will come up. Also, oh, I know what you're getting at. We're also playing this month.
There he is. He's
There we go. We're playing at the Knights of Columbus in Salem on the 28th, I believe.
Yes.
With a great band called Aluminium, which is Peter is also in. And then we're playing at the Pig's Eye in Salem on Derby Street on the 29th. That show starts at 9 o'clock or 9-ish. And it's a great joint, so I hope you come down and check us out. And we'd love to hear from you. And so check us out on Facebook, Bandcamp, and here we go. Take her away, boys.
Thank you.
what's ahead of me? As if I fail before I took a step, and even now I cringe as it comes pouring in. Can I just leave? Those other thoughts, they can win. And all those other bees, they can live my D. They can S my D, cause I won't let them in. Can I just leave? Same mistakes were made three or four times or more. Sadly, debts were paid, leaving me horribly poor. Chemicals run my life, addiction is my system. Yeah, but I don't listen. Ooh. Right now is the moment. But wait, there's wall again. This time I'm busting through. And even if I don't, swear someday I will. Swear someday I will. Getting through me. Oh, why can't I let myself be? I'm finally free. Thank you, Adam and the Most. Check us out.
All right, Adam and the Most. They will be in Studio A in a few minutes, but in the meantime, let's have a nice little throwback song.
Around your own desire. Pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
91.5 WMFO. That was Earthquake Party with Pretty Little Hand. I'm one of those people that likes to have nice juxtapositions, because I have Adam and the Most here in Studio A now. How was it in there?
Really hot. It was really hot. I thought I was going to pass out maybe seven times.
Oh, you could... Can't do that.
Well, I didn't. I did my best to stand.
Remained upright the entire time.
Yeah, I got my base, you know, with my feet on the ground, and then I was like, okay, I'm all right.
Does that happen at gigs too?
Yeah, it does. Actually, we had one gig
where you almost pass out during gigs.
Yeah, we played the Pig one time, and it was so hot that I had to stop in the middle of a song and walk out and walk down the street and almost died.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
And then they got a bucket of water, like a huge bucket of water, the club owner, and she poured it all on the top of my head.
Wow.
So that was an interesting gig. But it was like 100 degrees in that club.
I think that's the first... You're the first musician I have ever heard that overheats while performing.
I mean, we go hard, man. We go hard.
It's a recurring problem.
Yeah, we try to go hard.
So that... How do you guys deal with that, like during practices and stuff like that?
I mean, just whack them with a drumstick.
Yeah. I wear plenty of deodorant.
That's right.
Lots of abuse.
You have weapons on you.
Yeah. I wear plenty of deodorant, though, just to make sure.
I wasn't going to go there, but...
That's okay. We will.
Oh, boy.
So... As I was listening to you guys, was the intention always to be very kind of jammy or improvisational?
Yeah, I mean, sort of. I mean, all four of us have different backgrounds, separate backgrounds. Me and Eddie are more of the like of jazz and funk bands, and Nick and Peter are more like progressive rock fans, and they can talk to you about that, but... Which is both kinds of music have the improvisational fact or the thing going on.
Wow, that's so very British. You heard that. Improvisational.
Improvisational. I have a terrible British accent. But yeah, when we got together, it was kind of like that idea, let's bring the two kind of influences together and see what we can soup up.
So basically, just anytime you're ever going to create a song, it's going to be a long tune with lots of different parts.
Yeah, we play a lot of songs. I mean, I'm sorry, long songs is what I meant to say.
I think he just passed out over there.
If my wife's listening, she'll be like, oh, geez.
Somebody was singing your praises up on the Facebook, on our Facebook page, on the Town with Mikey D, and Ginger Snap.
Yeah,
that
would be
wife?
My wife.
Yeah,
yes.
That's his
there
wife.
You go.
Yeah, we got a fan out there. And it's his wife.
She was saying, if you're staying up late, check it out.
Yeah.
Yes, I believe her exact phrase when I gave her the details about this about half hour later was, congratulations, you guys are plastered all over the internet.
Yeah. I did see it.
Yeah.
I did see it.
Yeah.
Not going to complain. No, so what gigs do you guys have coming up?
So we're playing the Knights of Columbus in Salem. Which street is that on?
Washington Square, I think. It's right off the Common.
Yeah. It's a good club. And then the day after, we're playing at the Pig's Eye in Salem, where I almost died.
Where he will die again.
Well, they should really, you know, put air conditioning in there. But, I mean, it's usually hot, but...
They have air conditioning.
It's
pretty powerful. Too.
But then that time it was like 110 degrees, and I almost died of heat stroke.
Because we have so many fans, there were so many people in there.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Yeah. The fire marshal was upset.
Well, in a Pig's Eye, is that more of a jazz club? Or, I mean, because you guys don't play, you know, the traditional rock venues that much.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great venue because you can find anything from, I don't know, like hillbilly, not hillbilly, rockabilly music. Rockabilly. And then you can have like...
It could be hillbilly too.
Yeah. Sorry, everybody.
They go out of their way to have a lot of different types of musicians play in there. So
I mean, because I've heard about it in a Pig's Eye, and it's a lot of different kind of like almost jazz and things like that. Once they had, they, no, they Paula have a, says they once had a rock band.
They have rock pretty frequently there, actually.
What are your individual influences? Because I'm hearing a lot when I was hearing you guys play. So
you want to start, Peter?
I grew up listening to a lot of progressive rock, like Yes and Genesis and Rush and King Crimson and Gentle Giant. And
you realize you are producer Joel's new best friend.
See? And a lot of Alice Cooper and Deep Purple. And
now you're my best friend.
Yeah, now you're Paula's best friend. Come on, keep going. You'll befriend me pretty soon.
Al DiMeola, I'm a really big Jeff Beck fan. I'm really into Alan Holdsworth.
I'm recently very into
Animals as Leaders.
You still haven't won me over, dude.
Okay, well, I like more things than I can remember.
All right, now you got me.
He's just so old that he can, he has such a long list.
you ask me what I like for music, and the answer is always,
Yeah.
So
I need an assistant to keep track of what
pretty much. All right, awesome. Yeah. All right, so let's go on down the line. I mean, I'm curious to hear your all influences.
Yeah, mine are all over the place as a bassist. I liked people like John Entwistle, Paul McCartney, Geezer Butler, John Paul Jones. People
now you're my best friend.
Play more melodic type bass lines as opposed to just thumping away one or two notes along with the kick drum the whole song. But music influences, it's all over the map. I like everything from classical music on up to heavy metal. So it more depends on what mood I'm in than anything.
Yeah, he has a great voice for radio.
I like this guy.
Nick.
It's nice, very smooth. It's soothing.
Very smooth. My name is Nick.
Oh, you guys were talking about that earlier with that announcer voice.
Oh, man, you know? I can't believe I said that thing. Like, take it away, boys. That was like the silliest thing I ever said. You can tell that I don't do this a lot. So.
And no.
Well, so right after,
what do you mean?
Yeah, right after I said that, I was just like, oh, jeez.
We have a phone call.
What?
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, yes, we have a phone call.
That's probably Nick's wife.
let's see if this will actually work, because...
Has this never happened before?
Well, no, it happens. It's just, it's not going to work. Sorry.
Sorry, Megan.
If that's you, Megan. I can't get the phone through the console, so sorry, caller. Sorry.
That would be cool, though.
Yeah, it would be cool to get phone calls.
It's the thought that counts, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think Michael's going to relay the message, if any.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Let's keep on going with the influences. Eddie. I mean, no, you're not allowed to repeat anything of what they said.
Challenge.
Well, the reason I drum is because I heard John Bonham play the drums.
Okay.
He's definitely my biggest influence. Keith Moon, Billy Martin from Adesky Martin and Wood. Really groovy, tight stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Love the Dead. Lately, I've been getting into a lot of psych pop music. Unknown Mortal Orchestra, Dirty Projectors. I don't know. I like to keep it eclectic.
Wow, that was really serious, man.
He's good always job. Very serious. He wears flip flops, so he's very serious. For me, it's funny. I started off kind of in the same direction these guys when I was really young. With like my dad hit me to like Led Zeppelin and Steely Dan was on the record player in our early days. So it was kind of like. Best of both worlds, but also my grandfather, at a very young age, always played Frank Sinatra, and I love the big band stuff, and so that's kind of the like early foreshadowing of where I went in high school when I really became serious. Is I started to listen to a lot of jazz, started listening to obviously the greats, Miles, Coltrane, Dexter Gordon on guitar, Pat Martino, and. You name it, you know what I mean? I always forget his name. Recently, I've been listening to
your biggest influencing. You don't remember?
No, he's not one of my. But he's really good. Jonathan.
It's the heat. He'll get there. Right?
My brain is coming back. Recently, I've been listening to Jonathan Kreisberg, who's a brilliant guitar player. But one of my favorite bands is the Bad Plus. So I like the jazz.
Oh, there you go.
The Bad Plus is great. Brad Meldow, some of my favorites. So yeah, I have more of like a jazzy kind of improvisational.
There's that British pronunciation.
I can't say that without saying
improvisational.
Controversy.
All right. What?
Controversy?
And lavatory.
And laboratory.
Yeah, right.
I grew up in England, so.
Yeah.
You're putting the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Oh, yes.
There it is.
So when you first wrote the initial songs, did you have the idea that it was going to be like a big, long, like elaborate piece, or did it just grow from that?
Well, you wrote,
oh, I hear all of these kind of bridges and all that stuff.
Yeah, sort of. Like, another influence of mine is Bob Brookmeyer, and he's a jazz composer, and
okay.
And Steve Reich I love too. So they have all these elongated pieces. So I mean, some of these tunes that I've written, we've wrote all of them together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I came with the initial ideas, but I also had all these like kind of twists and turns.
Okay.
Just for the idea of like bringing that kind of aspect to like this kind of music, as far as like singer songwriter, whatever. You know what I mean? So I thought maybe it'd be interesting to have like a third stream of like bringing the more elongated, you know, forms.
You can say the British improvisation.
No, I was just thinking, right. Having an elongated form. So I know it can, okay. Like, we try to make it interesting. And
have you had a gig where just something collectively happens and it just goes in a direction you never pondered before?
All the time.
Constantly.
Yeah. All
but
the time.
We try to do that on purpose.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, well, when you try and do that, does it feel staged, if you will?
Not really, because it's more of the songs are kind of fleshed out, so we have a roadmap, if you will, as where we're going, but then at any given time during a song, basically aside from the vocal verses, any one of the four of us can throw something new in and we'll go off and running on whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, like, has there been a gig like where for some reason like some pedal got hit or some switch got hit and things got really noisy, or the opposite, where something?
You looking just, for a specific time?
Well, not,
you mean by accident?
kind of like an accidental gig story. That's
one time. All right,
I used the long way to get to the question. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Another pig story is
you love that pig venue.
I love that place, but like I've been there so many times that like, you know, I could tell you stories about stuff that has happened to me that's weird. Like one time, you guys remember this? Like we were playing and it was like one of the last tunes, and all of a sudden my like third toe, like one of my toes, like cramped up, like. Just, it's hard to explain, but it just, you know, it just, basically, I got a Charlie horse in one of my toes.
Your foot?
Yeah. Okay. You know how your foot kind of does that? You know, it crunches up like that. Like, my foot did that in the middle of me singing a song.
Oh.
So it was so painful that I had literally had to stop. And, like, everybody's looking around, like, what the heck's going on? And I'm, like, sitting there, and like, oh, my God, my toes, you know. And my wife thinks I'm a baby. So she was, like, standing right there. And she started like, kicking my foot. Like, I was like, why are
you... While you're performing?
Yeah. She was, like, the stage is really tiny, so it's, like, right next to this. She can be right next to us. So she just kicked my foot. And, do we get some good news?
Yes, we did. The caller... Not anybody's wife.
Oh, nice.
Woo-hoo.
Whoa. Thought you guys weren't actually performing live. She thought it was a record.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
That's a very cool
thank
compliment.
Thank you.
I think that's a great compliment.
Yeah, yeah.
There are some performances in Studio D that sound like a studio record.
Well, you gotta give it up.
Which is, you know, and yeah. attest to performing. So
plus yeah. you gotta give it up for your sound guy there.
Yeah, Joel
he's the
yeah,
man.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He got us to sound really good.
But speaking of which, we're starting to wind down here, and I know you have gear to break down. So
yeah.
I'll let you guys go. And thank you guys so much for playing.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
A very enjoyable experience.
Beautiful, thanks. Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Wow. For a drummer playing loudly, you're so quiet.
He's so quiet. He's such a...
That's a stereotype. You know that.
The quiet drummer?
Yeah, the quiet... Well, they don't talk much.
They talk with their sticks.
He listens.
They shout with their sticks.
Yeah,
there you go.
Good one, Peter.
All right, so when's the next gig again?
April 28th at Knights of Columbus in Salem. And then, what's that?
It's a good place.
Oh, it is.
Paula
yeah.
approves.
Yeah, and then the 29th at the Pig's Eye.
Awesome.
So hopefully we play without anything happening.
No toe cramping.
No cramping, no overheating. Toe cramp.
Yeah, no cramping, no overheating.
Yep.
No, what was the other thing? No walking out on the gig in the middle.
I was going to die. That was the result of overheating. I was going to die. I had to get some fresh air or I was going to die. And then
okay,
we wouldn't be here today. I mean, it wasn't that bad. I was being a baby like my wife says I am. But what can I say?
Well, the wife has to tell you to man up.
I know. I can't. She's always telling me that I'm a baby.
So how can people get in contact with you?
So, yeah, you go on Facebook, you type in Adam and the Most, and we have a Facebook fan page. I think we were working on a website, adamandthemost.org, although it's under construction. You can also go on Bandcamp, like we said, Adam-the-most. Yeah.
I think it's the hyphen.
That's what I asked you guys before, and you guys totally misled me. I wanted to make sure that I said, is that a dash or a hyphen?
Yeah, because the...
Is that a dash or an underscore?
Oh, I didn't say a hyphen. Yeah, I thought it was an underscore, but...
The album that you have on Bandcamp is also recorded live.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. We're big in the live performance, for sure.
If you do make a studio record, are you going to kind of do that live aspect kind of thing?
Or? Well, that's what we did. We recorded it in a studio, but we just kind of said press play. And then we went back and redid a few things, but very minimal.
Oh, nice.
And we just, you know, we had that idea of just like, okay. Although, I think the next record, we're gonna take our time and maybe not do it as live, but we still love the live aspect of playing.
You're not supposed to tell
like
that to people.
Flying.
No, I know. Well, you know, you gotta be honest. But
your reputation is a live act, and
yeah.
And,
well, maybe we should just do live,
that's,
guys.
That's where the excitement is. Is we're always like, you know, pushing the boundaries and flying without a net, and it's more enjoyable for people listening because they get as excited as we are about it.
Very nice. All right. We're really winding down. But I'll let you guys break down, and thank you guys so much.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Thank you. Have a good night, everybody.
All right. Let's hit up some sick pills. 91.5 WMFO. 91.5 WMFO. That was Sick Pills with Worm Food. We'll all be worm food someday. Anyway. Anyway, that brings an end to On the Town with Mikey D. If you love my wonderful voice and want to hear me play more local music, you can hear me on The Dweezil Show every Saturday night from 7 to 9 right here on 91.5 WMFO. I'm going to close out the night with a live performance. So this one goes back to June of last year, and it is a Nate Taylor. Song is called In Dreams. See you next week. 91.5 WMFO.
We share, oh, what beauty.